Happy Sunday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in and downloading and streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. This is Mike here from the show, just dropping in with a little information about the podcast feed. I put out on Facebook and Twitter earlier today asking what we should do with these Be Our Guest podcast community check-ins. Should I leave them on Facebook and just leave the video and audio there? Because we are going to do these at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central each night as this epidemic continues, where we're all kind of self-isolated so that we can have some content and some information and get through this all together. So just put that on the calendar indefinitely for now at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on the Facebook page. We'll get special guests as we go as well, so you can talk to some folks in the Disney community you might not have been able to talk to otherwise. But then I was wondering what to do with the audio, because we have the podcast feed, but one thing I never want to do is to flood the feed with too much content, because if you're like me, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I love podcasts and I hate to get behind and I feel like I'm just drowning in podcast episodes because I like to listen to things in order and I never want to miss any content. But we did get overwhelming feedback today to put these in the feed. So what I'm going to do is we're going to have our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday shows just like normal. Monday's Trip Reports, Wednesday's Listener Questions, Friday's will be Ricky, Pam, and myself, you know, with a roundtable discussion talking about some topic. And then on the days where we don't have those shows coming out, I will put some of these live community check-ins on the feed so that people can listen to them as you wish. The biggest thing is I don't want you to unsubscribe because there's too much content. You know, I had to learn this with a couple of my shows that have a lot of content. It's okay just to delete the shows you're not interested in. In most podcast applications on your iOS device or on your Android device, if you swipe left, it will give you the option to delete just that episode. No problem at all. If you're not into the call-in shows, please just do that. It's no sweat at all. And just continue to listen to our regular podcasts on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Once this is all behind us, we're going to go back to just three shows a week. I promise you, I'm not trying to flood the feed, but a lot of folks say that they have a lot of extra time. You know, they're going for walks, they're working around the house, and they need something to keep them company and escape from the news. So we're going to do that. Again, not too much information. But it will be there, and just please feel free to delete it. Like, for example, on today's show, Mallory's my co-host. You get to talk to Mallory. We talk about multi-generational Walt Disney World vacations, about our favorite Disney snacks. We have just lots of great, fun Disney talk to escape all the bad news that we keep hearing on the TV and the radio. So I hope you understand. I'm not trying to flood it here. Please delete just the episodes that are not interesting to you. Please don't unsubscribe. We truly need your support in these tough times. So you hang in there. We're going to get through this together. Again, join us every evening except for Mondays and Wednesdays, where those will be regular podcast recordings. All the other nights will still be live on Facebook on Mondays and Wednesdays, but the other nights are all going to be call-in shows. So put it on the calendar indefinitely, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to get through this together. So stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy today's show.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday night, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here live on Facebook as we're having another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. We are here live again, talking with our community. We're going to be taking calls for the next hour or so here on Facebook, and we're having a good time just checking in. We could talk Disney. We can talk life in general, how we're dealing with the quarantine. We could talk about Tom Brady getting out of New England and heading down south. We could talk about the Woodlands down in Texas, home of one of the best cheerleading squads in the country, the Blops, which I just learned is actually the Black Ops. Mallory filled me in there. So we are going to have a good time tonight, just having fun, getting through this quarantine and this crazy time in the world together. We're going to do this together. We have this outlet. We have this service, this Facebook Live that we've subscribed to for a year. And we're going to get our money's worth. So joining me here in the Be Our Guest podcast studios, we are socially distancing, but we are in the same shot, which is fine because we're in the same house 24/7. We have Mallory. Mallory, say hi to everybody on Facebook.
Hello.
Got to say it louder than that.
Hi.
Let us know if you're having any problems hearing her, because I project well and I don't know if she is. So Mallory is here. So Mallory, let's Good one, Adam, I know. So, Mallory, what have you been doing here over the last week or so as we've been just hanging out at the house?
Playing with Riley, our dog.
Yes.
And I just color.
You color a lot. You've played a lot of Mario Kart, though, right? Oh, yeah. On the Wii. We hooked that up.
Yeah.
So what's your latest accomplishment on Mario Kart?
Beating Paige.
Beating Paige. They say they can hear you. Good, because I'm having a hard time in my headphones. So you beat her today on Rainbow Road, right? That's the hardest one?
Yeah. The hardest level.
All right. Just let me know if the levels are off. I'm just trying to get that because I'm not getting her in my headphones, but I'm getting her right here sitting next to me, so everything's good. All right, so we can talk about whatever you want. Give us a call, 407-413-9395. Phone lines are now open, Robertson, Kansas City. And so we're going to have a question here for everybody as you call in. And it was proposed by Joe Laszlo this afternoon. I was doing a test here on Facebook, and we were talking about the quarantine, how we're all trying to get through this thing together. And he proposed the question, if you had to be quarantined at Walt Disney World in one Walt Disney World resort, couldn't leave the resort, had to stay there, for an extended period of time, an indefinite period of time. Sound familiar? Which resort would you pick and why? So let me get that out to Mallory first. Oh, we got a call, so let's take the call first. And then we'll answer those questions. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Alfred.
Hey, Alfred. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Mallory, let's see if Mallory... I want to see if you can hear Mallory.
Hi,
on
Mallory.
Hi.
You got
how
her?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yep, I hear. I'm good.
It's a miracle.
So, I have a question for Mallory.
Okay, go ahead.
What is your favorite ride or attraction at the world?
That's a hard question. I would have to say Space Mountain.
Yeah, that's my girl.
That's cool.
What's yours, Alfred?
I have two. Mine... Train and Rise.
You said the train and Rise?
Mine Train.
Mine Train.
Yeah.
Rise is up. Here's the thing. Do you think Rise is going to have the re-rideability as something like a Space Mountain?
Yes.
Really? See, I don't know. I think like on the 10th time, you're going to, I don't know, maybe. That's a good question.
I think it's going to be great.
I love the ride. I've only done it once, though. I wish I was going back. I know.
Yeah.
So now
I can't wait to go back and do it.
I know. It's making me jones to do. I'd do anything right now just to be back hanging out. You just throw me on a bench watching people, and I'd be happy tonight. So
exactly.
What can you do? Now, Alfred, where are you from again? Yeah. I forget.
New York.
That's what I thought. So how are things going? Because I know that's one of the rougher areas. Are you guys hanging in there?
Yeah.
I hope everything's going well for you.
We're hanging in. We actually, starting Sunday, we're going to be more in a shelter in place. Only essential going out and essential workers. But otherwise, we have to stay home.
Well, we're thinking about you guys, especially our friends in California, New York, this place, Illinois now is shelter in place. So you hang in there, and if you need anything, you just give us a yell.
Prayers to everyone in the community.
Absolutely.
All
right, we're thinking of you, bud, and we're going to be checking in. So you come back with us, and we'll just see how you're doing, okay? All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care, Alfred. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Alfred in New York. All right, Mallory, you've taken a call. How's that?
Cool.
All right, so we're getting lots of great feedback here in the chat. We've got some Old Key West going up by William, and he's an expert. He's a Disneyland guy, but he comes to Walt Disney World too. Got a lot of Wilderness Lodge animal. The lodges are killing it. Animal Kingdom Lodge, Wilderness Lodge. We got some beach clubs in there. Kristen, Port Orleans, because Carol just wants to eat beignets apparently all the time. Oh, Aaron's in the house because I knew that he was dropping in. I had to watch the substitute teacher video before we started this. Oh, Grace Retzia says Art of Animation. Interesting. I wonder why. All right, give us a call, 407-413-9395. Where would you shelter in place? Where would you quarantine? Which Walt Disney World resort would you be hanging out at and why? Mallory, somebody asked earlier in the chat, what do you miss more, school, cheerleading, or going to Walt Disney World?
Cheerleading.
Cheerleading. Okay. So a lot of people might want to know what it was like to cheer at Walt Disney World last year for the Summit Cheerleading Championships, which, of course, have now been canceled, like everything else in the world. They held
up. Postponed.
Sorry. They're postponed till 2021. just kidding.
Nobody
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I know. Just kidding. So what was it like to actually perform and be in a venue and do all the things you did at Walt Disney World last year?
It was kind of crazy because, like, I've never performed in front of a crowd so big and the crowd was, like, so loud. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy.
And so the way it works for folks that don't know how the cheerleading works at Walt Disney World, because you've probably been there when there's been some kind of a large competition with dancers or cheerleaders. The thing I didn't know before last year was that there's so many different groups of cheerleaders. There's high school cheerleaders competitions. There's college cheerleader competitions. There's... What do you call your, what's like the general, what do you call your cheer?
Competitive cheer.
Competitive cheer, which is all ages, but different levels from level 1 to level 6, depending on the difficulty of the stunts and the danger, I guess. Then there's dance of all kinds of levels. There's a lot of times, there's Pop Warner going on in December. Lots of different competitions for cheer. And they what they do is all around the country throughout the season, you can get a bid to Summit, which is the, or Worlds if you're the really elite cheerleaders. It's,
levels
it's Worlds.
6 and 7.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones where, you know, they're throwing people 78 feet in the air and doing, you know, 7 burpees in the air and then they catch them and stuff. It's crazy. So, but Summit and Worlds are the big thing. They're held at ESPN Wide World of Sports in that new building that they just built as you arrive into the center. And we'll talk about that more. We have another call, but yeah, we'll talk more about how cheerleading happens at Walt Disney World. Hey, our next call from the 618 over in Illinois. How's it going? Who's this?
Hey, it's Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, how you doing?
Oh, good. I feel like I made it onto a radio show by calling you guys.
Hey, man, we're not giving away. We're not dialing for dollars here. We only have Coke Zero we can send you, but after Pritzker, you know, said you guys all got to stay home, a Coke Zero might be worth more in a few days.
Well, my fiance Joe and I, we listen regularly, and neither one of us are really quarantined because we both work healthcare. So,
oh my gosh,
we're going about our normal business.
Well, let me just take this. Let me take this chance to thank you and your husband. Thank you so much for being out there. I mean, we're all complaining about sitting at home, going squirrely. You know, like I'm watching Star Wars earlier, and I'm just complaining because I got to do something. Like I got to go to a Cardinals game or something. It's killing me. You guys are out there making the difference. So seriously, thank you so much on behalf of all of us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm a nurse and he's a pharmacist, so we're enjoying being in the trenches. It's a good time.
Oh my! I don't know if it'd be a good time. I bet you it's a crazy. I would say it's probably a crazy time. Is it just not? Is it just? Do you know what day of the week it is? Because I have no idea what day of the week it is, and you can't either, right? It's got to be just nonstop.
No, I never know what day of the week it is, so I'm really not a good person to ask.
I was gonna say, I'm like, is it Tuesday? Is it Friday? I don't need, because you know my wife Pam's like,
yeah. One of my patients had on Thursday socks the other day, so I actually knew it was Thursday.
Is that how it works? I didn't know that's how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know what day of the week socks
I
have on.
I really hope your socks are right.
That's awesome. So go ahead. I mean, hopefully it's a little outlet for you where you can relax. So what's on your mind?
So I was signed up for Star Wars and had to postpone that trip today. So we're getting married October 10th. So our Star Wars trip is now going to be our Star Wars honeymoon.
That's
in October instead. So
you got to look
10/10/2020.
You got to look at it this way, though. You get to go to Food and Wine now, and
right.
And it's just it's a great time to you have the Halloween. You guys, Halloween fans, you go to Mickey's Not So Scary.
Yeah, we went to Oogie Boogie Bash out at California Adventure last year, so that was a good time.
Was that crazy?
We're not terribly upset, but you know.
Well. Okay, let me ask you the million-dollar question, and this is totally subjective. How hard did you train? Did you get out there and just crush your training, and you were, like, going to PR in this race? You were, like, at the top of your game, or was it one of those, like, no, nobody's happy that it got canceled, but I know if I hadn't trained enough, I might be like, well, you know, at least I'm not that invested.
Oh, yeah,
where
no,
were you?
We weren't even remotely ready, so I'm not sad on that part. But, you know, it's a lot harder when you have to change the days until you leave. Almost 7 months from now. So,
you know, I've had to do that for so many guests, you know, but working in travel and booking so many trips, I've changed, canceled, modified countless trips in the last 10 days. And, you know, the, I don't know what to, you know, it's unprecedented. I don't know what to tell folks, especially when they have kids, you know, because I don't think kids can absolutely understand what's going on. Because I would imagine a lot of families have like the paper chains at their house where you rip off, you know, one loop each day and the chain gets shorter. You're getting ready to go see Mickey kind of things. And all of a sudden, you know, the chain's down to 10 loops and you're like, oh, well, we're not going until fall, you know, and it's got to be rough on them. But you know what?
That's when you just hoped that it was going to be a secret and they hadn't told them yet.
Yeah, I can't keep a secret. There's no way. If people that do that, they have superpowers. There's no way I could do that. But the thing is,
so
anticipation's half the fun of a Disney vacation. So I just keep saying, you know what?
Right.
It's going to be a longer process now. You're going to have more time to look forward to it. And, you know, change your ADRs and fast passes a million more times. So there you go.
Yeah, I had to cry every time I canceled one of my 12 today.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
I shed a few tears on that one. I was ready to check out Olivia's for the first time.
Oh, man.
I had an ADR and everything.
Oh, okay.
You got me to make an Olivia's ADR, and I had to cancel it.
I wasn't worried about you canceling your trip until you said you had to cancel an ADR at Olivia's. Now I'm about to cry for
that
you.
And Chef Art Smith Homecoming, both of them.
Oh,
I know. We had some really good ones.
This has now become a national tragedy.
it was pretty heartbreaking. I'm not going.
Well, hey, Joe Laszlo, my good friend down in Atlanta, he has the perfect remedy for all of us runners. He said yesterday he had 15 miles planned in his training. Now he's just going to go eat 15 donuts. So there you go.
And you're going to go through 15 Taco Bell drive-thrus, right?
Well, let's see. We just took takeout from our local place where we sit down and eat, El Azteca. It's our new place. It's our new Las Fuentes. And, you know, did the walk up, went in and got the food. So we've had fajitas and chips and salsa and guac and margaritas. We're good, man. We had Mexican night here at the Ralman, so we're good.
Wait, did the place do walk out margaritas?
No. We had those the emergency. I think Paige had those left over some. They were in the bottom rack of the fridge, so we had that and had it. I had an emergency tequila thing up in the corner of the cupboard. So there we go.
You're from New
That's
Year's.
That's so funny.
It's from New Year's.
Well,
that's
answer
right.
Answer your question about the quarantine. Which one I would be quarantined at? I would totally choose Beach Club.
Why?
I could use the pool.
The pool. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, I guess we have to make new rules because you're right. If you're quarantined, we just got to pretend you can be within 6 feet of people. Let me ask you.
Otherwise, I'd probably go to Riverside.
Ooh, I do like some Riverside. It'd be close. I think I would do Riverside or Animal Kingdom Lodge because like the animals are ever changing and they're fun to watch, even if you have to sit there. It's kind of like they say on Survivor that the survivors don't have anything to do, like watch TV. So they just sit there and watch the fire, you know, because at least it's like changing and it's kind of hypnotizing. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the path between Riverside and French Quarter, like you could watch people on that if they were not going to abide by the quarantine rules, like a lot of people aren't. So you would have enough to, it's just a relaxing atmosphere and nice. So,
yeah, I agree. And apparently,
I would pick one of those. Mallory, what's your choice?
What'd you pick? Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Probably Polynesian.
Oh, see, she's like Polynesian. Her mom. She has caviar taste.
Good taste. Yeah.
I was hoping she'd say Pop Century.
I haven't picked that one because I've never stayed there.
Same. We're too cheap. Totally.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Well, I hope you guys all stay safe and not too bored. And thank you so much for hosting a live show that I actually was not at work and I could have other social interaction besides my fiance and my dog and my patients.
I appreciate it. You guys, again, tell your husband we said thank you. Thank you to you. Be safe, whatever you're doing out there. And I'm just glad we could share a laugh tonight. So we'll do more and more of these. So please do call in again.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Talk to you later.
Bye, Mallory.
Bye.
That's awesome. All right. That's so fun. She's out right out there, her and her husband right there, keeping us safe. Oh, also, Jennifer's reminding us tomorrow, the lizards. Speaking of running, we're having a virtual run tomorrow. You can go 0.5 miles. You can go 13, 14. You can go 26, whatever you want to do. But we're doing it tomorrow morning. There's a hashtag. There's a post in the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards Facebook page. Just tag your finish picture, put the hashtag, and we'll all share some smiles and miles. And then we'll go down to Joe's and have donuts. So what else should we talk about? Give us a call, 247-413-9395. We are about 41 minutes from the start of live PD. Even though it's not live tonight, I'm going to pretend. that's the national tragedy too, is that with all this going on, we're all cooped up. They're not live for the next 2 weeks. This is their break. You know how I love my my live PD. And George is excited to get his miles in tomorrow for the Lizards virtual run. Justin Jones going to All-Star Music. Let's guess. That's right. Tanya's down in Nashville. So what else should we talk about? What else do we got? We were talking about cheerleading. So tell us about the moment last year when you guys got the bid. Where did you get your bid to go to Summit down at Walt Disney World?
Last year?
Yeah, last year.
Okay. So last year we got our bid at the first competition. The first competition we ever went to. We scored a 98 and we ended up getting the paid bid because we got the highest score out of the whole competition, out of all the teams.
How do you find out you get to go to Walt Disney World? Do they tell you like right there at the competition? Do you find out later?
No, you have to wait. So most competitions that give out bids, so the one-day competitions are wild card bids. Two-day competitions are at-large and paid bids. So on Saturday and Sunday we competed, and then you have to wait until Monday night at like, I think it's 7, to see if you go to Disney. And it's like a TV. Like.
So you watch on something called Varsity TV. It's kind of a paid subscription. It's like Disney Plus for cheerleaders. They have all the competitions throughout the year. So you can check in on all the other squads because there's usually 4 or 5 competitions each weekend around the around the country. You can watch the other teams and then they do the bids live on there. And that's how you found out. And you got, it was a whole process, though, for folks who don't know how these cheerleaders do it. I mean, they had multiple extra practices leading up to going down to Summit at Walt Disney World. They had you guys got gifts, didn't you? Like,
yeah,
you got like your parents
bags of stuff.
Yeah, you got bags with your names on them. They also had like Mickey ears on them. It was a big deal. And you guys came in 4th in the country last year.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Made it to the finals. It's pretty sweet. I'm telling you, if you ever want to be a cheer parent, though, it's stressful. One false move and it's all over. So. And all those saying that it's too cold to run tomorrow, you can do it. Get out there. Just bundle up. I'm telling you, this morning when I started running, it was 66. When I finished, it was 48. That temperature dropped like a rock. All right, we have our next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
This is Erin from Massachusetts, but don't ask me the question you're about to ask me. I'm not over it yet. I don't want to talk about it.
This is Mr. Brady calling. Greg Brady.
Just kidding. I was thinking that. I was thinking like, I'm trying to think like equated. It'd be like Albert Pujols for the Cardinals or my favorite Cardinals, Adam Wainwright. Like if in the midst of this, my sports hero up and left, I would just I've said everybody's going to have nice houses because everybody's painting their walls. I'd be tearing my walls up if that happened to me. I'm such a sports fan.
Yeah, there's like some funny memes going around, and one was like, New England sports fans, the coronavirus is the worst thing that can ever happen to me, and then Tom Brady, hold my beer.
Yeah, that's totally it. It's just, I mean, I thought about that. I'm just thinking, that's just wrong. That's just wrong to say
that
today.
I know. I was like, couldn't you have waited?
Can't they just like free agency? I mean, come on. Like, I mean, all sports, like sports fans, if you're not a sports fan, you don't understand. But like, my heart can't take anything else when it comes to sport. Like, I'm going crazy without it. And if something worse happens, forget it. No, stop. Anyway.
I know. I mean, I can tell you, my youngest daughter's named Brady. So we're big Brady fans. My husband, it's like, hey, you know, maybe we should go to Tampa to see a game. And if we're in Tampa, we might as well go to Orlando.
You know what?
There are go to Disney.
You know what, though? That's going to happen for a lot of folks because there are a lot of folks from New England that go down to Disney.
That's true. That's,
I didn't think about
it. There's going
to
be a lot of.
They'll have to add a couple lanes to whatever highway that is between Orlando and over west or Tampa.
That'll be
like
it's
8
so
lanes.
True.
So what's going on?
Yeah. So I actually had a question for Mallory. I wanted to know what your friends think about how you get to go to Disney all the time. Are they like jealous or are they like, why do you go there all the time? What do they usually say?
They just usually ask me why I go so much. And I just have to explain that my dad does all this stuff for Disney. And it's like, but now I don't get to go as much because of cheer. So I kind of have to wait until summer and then.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, I'm so interested to kind of hear about all your cheerleading stuff. I always say how I think I picked the wrong sport. I always tell my parents that I grew up playing hockey and there was one moment where I was at spring training with my roommates my senior year of college, and we were going to see, I went to Trinity College, and our baseball team happened to be down there in the same spot, so we went to see a game, and all the parents were sitting, you know, it's March, watching their sons play baseball in Florida, and that January, my dad had come to Minnesota in, you know, the winter to see me play hockey, and I was like, I called, I was like, I'm sorry, I picked the wrong sport.
Well, see, I always thought that because Paige, my oldest, who I tried to get her on here too. She's like, no way, man. That's not her. She's like her mom. I asked her mom too. She's like, because I posted earlier that I was possibly going to have a special guest. And I told my wife, I promised everybody she would be on the show. And she's like, no way. You're not happening. So then I got Mallory because I knew she likes it. But yeah, she used to play select soccer, and they would play in these, you know, big tournaments all around the Midwest and so forth. And they played a lot in Overland Park, Kansas, which is kind of a hotbed for amateur soccer, the select soccer, but they never got in a tournament at Wide World of Sports. And I'm thinking, come on. Like, if you're going to play in a tournament, let's go down there. They have like 50 soccer fields. Let's do this. And they never did. I was glad she made it to World.
Good. Yeah, that's so great. Well, I can tell you another quick Disney thing is my dad, we went to Disney with, I have two little girls, my husband and my parents went in January. And my dad was watching them on this past Monday, and he recreated our whole trip, like day to day, everything we did for the girls. Like, they went swimming in the bathtub, and they, you know, went and met Ariel, which was my mom, and all that fun stuff. And they just had a blast. It was like the best day.
That's awesome. You know what? Yeah. One thing I'll say is that thank goodness that we do have, and I'm usually like, I can't stand Facebook. It just, even though we broadcast on Facebook, Facebook has its problems, but it's one of those things like people are getting super creative. They're either getting super bored or super creative. I've seen Festival of Fantasy Parade with little, you know, miniature figures, and I've seen Happily Ever After. I've seen all kinds of stuff people are recreating, so good on them.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So great.
That's it. And I saw somebody that was going to do a pub crawl tonight. They were going to put a drink in each room of their house and go around, so good for them. We'll keep them safe.
That's great.
That's nuts. Hey, well, thanks for checking in, and you stay safe and healthy, and we'll be doing more of this, so football talk. Who's your quarterback now? Who are you going to get? You guys got to get somebody big. Yeah, maybe. I heard you guys were going to maybe get Garofalo from the 49ers. Get him back.
I wouldn't mind that. I like him. Still do, but I liked him when he was here. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, then maybe it'll ease the pain a little. We'll see. All right. Well, hey, take care and stay safe. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. Thanks, you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. This is fun talking about, we are talking about anything. This is great. And that's right. The Bruins are still in first place in the East. Who's in first place in the West? What hockey team?
I don't know any hockey teams.
Your grandpa does the radio for them.
The Blues.
Yeah, the St. Louis Blues. They are in. They have the second most points in the NHL currently. But I don't know if we're going to see more hockey this year. We'll see. All right. So,
that was loud.
I know. Isn't that loud? I know. That's why I forgot to hit the mute button. Hey, who's joining us?
Your grandpa does the radio for
them. Oh, watch this. You can hear us.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Hey, Mike, it's Tim from Buffalo.
Tim, what's going on up in Buffalo?
Oh, you know, well, we were supposed to be checking into the world today. So I figured, you know what? I saw that you guys were posting on Facebook or broadcasting on Facebook. I said, you know, I got to call in.
Whoa, what else is there to do on a Friday night at this point? Usually we'd all be out doing something. And right now we're just, let's all get together. This isn't bad, though. I'm having a good time. Hope you are, too.
Absolutely. No, we were, and it's funny, I have two daughters that are cheerleaders, and they actually, well, my older one actually got to perform last year at the World of Disney, so, and actually they won, so I can totally understand what it's like to be a parent of a cheerleader, and you know, my daughter, older daughter is a senior, and this was supposed to be her kind of like farewell trip before she graduates, so ended, and I heard a couple other people talking about how they had to cancel their ADRs, and when I had to hit that cancel button several times, it was very, very painful.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because I've had to do that for so many guests, and the thing is, and I'm so sorry, especially that it happened because your daughter's a senior, and I can only imagine, I don't know if you would call it anxiety, but we've talked about this in our family so many times that I think the folks that are getting robbed the most out of, you know, being quarantined and everything getting canceled, it's a bummer for us to miss a Disney trip or to miss a Star Wars race or, you know, opening day is a big deal here in St. Louis. But the folks that I'm most worried about, and we're keeping Mallory up too late, it looks like she's about to fall asleep. But the thing is, like, you know, the seniors in high school, because, I mean, you know, you got proms are probably in jeopardy, graduation ceremonies, parties like that. I mean, these are lifetime events. They're not just opening day or a trip that you recreate every couple of years. This is, I hope somehow we can make this up, and I think we will. We'll get creative. But, you know, like, high school sports is huge where we live now. And, like, the kids that have trained so hard playing baseball, they're never going to get to play this year. It's sad.
Yeah. And even, you know, when they do, when this does end and they do open, just trying to think about, you know, when we can reschedule. To your point, it's difficult with, you know, hopefully there'll be a graduation, but then she's off to college a couple months later. And then, you know, her breaks don't line up with her sister's breaks, you know, moving forward. So yeah, it's a real bummer. And, I looked at the time, I'm like, oh my gosh, our ADR, we would have been eating at Yachtsman's right now.
What'd you guys have for dinner tonight? I just got to ask.
Well, we had a cooked steak.
I hope you didn't have something like a TV dinner. You had to have steak. Okay. Well,
we had a cooked steak. Yeah. And I sent a picture of my plate to Steve Baker. And I said, well, it's no Yachtsman's tonight, but, this will have to do. So, It was good, but definitely no Yachtsman.
You know what, though? We're going to get through this. I mean, it stinks. It's horrible right now, but we are going to band together. We're going to get through this. And that, you know, we kind of talked about this on today's podcast with Pam and Ricky, is that, and I truly believe this, is that next trip is going to be so sweet. You know, like,
oh yeah,
we all love going down Main Street or going into Epcot and hearing that background loop for the first time. But I mean, this next time, it's going to be emotional on everybody getting back, you know, because we're not all going to go back the first day the parks are open. This is going to be a procedure over the next couple of years to get that next trip. And I think that we'll appreciate everything just a little bit more next time. So that's my hope, is that everybody have a better trip next time.
Yeah, that's actually a great way to look at it. You know, they talk about how in life you appreciate things, you know, when they're gone or you don't have them. And that's definitely going to be the case. And I have two of my siblings, or both of my other siblings, had their own trips planned in the middle of April. And my sister has, you know, young girls, and one of them, or two of them, have only been once, and one of them has never. So, you know, it's not looking good for mid-April, I don't think, even though, you know, technically they're only closed to the 31st. I don't think it's good for society. I feel for them.
Yeah,
I feel for them, because we've been a bunch of times, and my girls are fortunate that they've been on a number of trips, but her girls haven't. So and their Magic Band showed up the other day, and she sent me a picture of the middle daughter holding my niece holding the Magic Bands with this terrible sad face. So just rips your heart out.
Well, too, and that's kind of the punch in the stomach, because, you know, as soon as I book trips for my guests, one of the first things I do is I start hounding them. Have you booked your flights? I'm going to schedule your Magical Express so we can get that roll. And what's happening now is folks that have had to cancel are now getting the, you know, the luggage tags for Magical Express, the stickers, you know, the envelope, like, hey, we're getting ready to go. And like I said, Magic Bands. I mean, that's like a punch in the, it's not Disney's fault. It's just the situation, but it's just like, it's like salt in the wound. I feel, because I'm seeing it on social media a lot today. It's so sad. I hate it.
Yep. So. Yep. You know, and to answer your question of the night, so I think my normal answer would have, you know, I've stayed at Polynesian a couple times. I would probably say that, but I actually was, the more I thought about it, I'm kind of leaning towards Coronado, and that's where we're going to stay this time. So just because we've never stayed there. So I think I'd like to be quarantined at Coronado. I know the big dig pool is supposed to be pretty cool. Of course, you know, we'd keep our 6 feet, but but we're excited about trying that. So when we do rebook, I think we will get over to Coronado. Didn't get in the tower this time. It was booked up by the time we booked it, but would like to try that next time as well. So I think I'd go with Coronado as my quarantine.
Look, that's a good call. I'm right with you. That's a great one. Once I get the Skyliner there, it's going to be the perfect resort, and that'll probably happen, I bet, in the next 5 years. Let me ask Mallory. Mallory stayed at Coronado a couple times. Coronado, what's the best part? What do you like?
I like the what's that place called?
What? Oh, you
Pepper
like
Market.
Well, it used to be called Pepper Market. Now it's the quick service area. It's called El Mercado del Coronado. It used to be called Pepper Market, but it's probably one of the best quick service places. And the pool there, the dig site's awesome. Jaguar slide.
Yeah.
And they got a bar there that serves empanadas and margaritas. I mean, you can't beat. And there's a hot tub.
Yeah. Huh,
can't beat it. It'll be worth it. You're going to get
theme
there.
Of the night.
It is. This show brought to you by Jose Cuervo. There you go. All right, well, hey, you guys,
we will get there. We will get there.
You will, and I know you're up in New York, so stay safe, stay healthy, and we're gonna be doing more of these. Check in, and you know, pass on the I'm sorrys to the family, but it'll happen. You know, let them know that I'm somebody that's very optimistic. I work with these things all day, and I promise you, you're gonna get there, and it's gonna be better than ever.
Awesome. I appreciate the perspective, and Mallory, good luck. Good luck with your cheerleading. And
thank you.
It's been fun watching. You're welcome. Some fun watching my girls over the years. Great sport, and Mike, I totally concur. It's you know, one little you know, mess up, or you know, one little thing can cost you a going from first place to fourth place. So I'm sure as you're sitting there in the stands watching them, you're biting your fingernails like I have been over the years.
Well, and I've been an athlete my whole life. So I've played hockey, I've played baseball, I've played basketball in high school. You know, I played football. You know, and it's like. There's nothing worse than being a cheer parent. I've realized that, like, watching is like my heart can't take it, because you're not just watching your kid. One kid could just, I mean, there's so many things. Like, if you got an itch on your nose too bad and you like went up there and you forgot to count for 1 second, you know, this whole thing all year, you spent all this money to go to Disney, and it's like, oh, sorry, you're out of here. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Exactly. Exactly.
We got a band together.
Well, best of luck, and you know, thanks for doing this, and appreciate the chat as always.
All right. Anytime. You stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. All right, 474-139-395. I've got a question on the screen. Mallory, my 8-year-old daughter asked what Mallory's favorite Disney characters are and how many times she's been to Walt Disney World.
I have no clue how many times I've been to Walt Disney World, actually. Do you know?
I'd say probably. You went your first time when you were 6 months old. Yeah, you're 12, so you've 15. Probably been probably, 15. Yeah, maybe 15 times-ish. Maybe 10 to 15.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite Disney character?
My favorite Disney
character. Yeah, speak up.
I don't know who my favorite Disney character is.
You've seen the movie Moana, right? I'm still wanting to see that.
I like Olaf. There Olaf. We go.
Look, that's funny because here he is.
That stop. Oh, I also like Sully.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Who?
Dad.
You like you? It's almost like I can just pull animals right out of here anytime she says it. It's crazy.
I have every, like, Disney character, so he could probably could.
Wait. She says she
no,
likes
that's
the,
Emily's. That's Emily
you
Gardner.
You like the orange bird?
That's Emily Gardner's favorite Disney character. Right there.
Yeah. Wait. You like... thermal detonators? Okay, that's enough. All right, so somebody else asked earlier, what ride will you ride that I will not ride? Do you know?
Expedition Everest.
I will ride Expedition Everest once.
Tower of Terror, sometimes you won't ride.
I will ride that once, but after once, I'm like green. I can't do it.
No, Star Wars, the Star Wars 3D one,
there
you won't
go.
Ride.
That's it. I will not ride... Star Wars. Oh my gosh. Why can't I remember the name of the ride? I'm thinking Rise of Resistance. It's not that. It's
do they even
Star
have that
Tours. It's Star Tours. Yeah, they still have it. It's under the AT-AT.
I was just wondering. Because they came out with Rise of the Resistance, so I thought maybe they got rid of
they
that.
They did. Are you excited to ride Rise?
Yeah, I guess. It's pretty sweet. I don't know. I saw videos for it. I watched a video of the Mickey Runaway Railroad.
You're not supposed to watch it before you ride it. It's called the spoiler. You don't want to know.
I already watched
it. Don't tell me because I haven't watched it. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Even though we're like cooped up in this house forever.
I'm going to miss Movie Ride, though.
I do miss Movie Ride. What was your favorite? Great Movie Ride was awesome. What was your favorite part of Movie Ride?
The robber scene. I like that one where they come out and they like scary. I always took like this to my mom during it. But now I don't, and I like that part. And then I like the part like where they hold the jewel and they like.
Oh yeah, and they disappear.
Yeah,
they turn into a skeleton. They do. They just they.
I know they disappear. It's so crazy.
It is. It's nuts.
There's children on here.
Yeah, there are
behind the scenes.
Shh. spoiler alert. But this girl also eats cereal with a fork. I told her she's gonna be she's gonna be a serial killer someday because she eats cereal with a fork. Let's see here. Uh-oh. We got another question from, let's see. It's Teresa's 5-year-old daughter, and you got to tell us what her name is so we can say hi. But what's your favorite resort?
Oh, that's a hard question. I like all of them.
I know. Say, say one you've always asked me about that we've never stayed, and I've never been there either, is the Contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
You keep saying you want to stay there.
The one I want to stay at most is Polynesian, though.
Is it? Okay.
I also want to stay at Riviera now.
Yeah, why the Riviera? Like, because that's a weird one for a kid to want to stay, but you keep saying that.
It just looks like really, like, fancy, and it looks like somewhere I could take really good pictures.
She's really into the aesthetics and taking pictures with her iPhone and stuff
and
like that.
And it just looks really pretty.
It is super pretty.
I know.
You'd like it.
It looks fun.
It's beautiful.
It looks like totally I would have designed it.
You would have designed it. You're taking credit for that design? You think you could have?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 407-413-9395. We've got about 15 minutes left here on the live stream. It's a Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. It's like I was back in school and I'm taking attendance, making sure everybody is safe and healthy. We're getting through this together here on a Friday night. And just watch the updates. And as we have time, we're going to be doing these quite often. These will not all be podcasts. Oh, oh. Is that loud? Is that loud again? I keep forgetting to hit the mute button. You got to remind me of that. Hey, who's joining us from the 504 area code?
This is Megan in New Orleans.
Hey, Megan in New Orleans. Okay, I got to say, New Orleans has to be a rough place to do a shelter in place, right? I mean, I've seen LSU and stuff like that and Saints fans. That's got to be the roughest place in the world, right?
Not really, actually. I don't know. There was a video going around of some people dancing in the street, practicing appropriate social distancing.
Okay.
But we're doing okay. Actually, someone was talking about margaritas earlier, and New Orleans is home of the Go Cup. So you can get takeout margaritas with your order. But yeah. But no, we're doing okay here.
I love this, though. We can check in all around the world, all around the country, and it's just good to hear how every community is getting through this situation. And, you know, I'm from St. Louis, so we're right up the Mississippi from you guys, SEC fans here as well. And it's just
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So we have a place in Columbia, Missouri, where Mizzou is, that also has it actually has a drive through for drinks. It's called Tropicals.
Yep.
So it's like the adult yep. slushies. And I don't know how they get away with that. Like, how is that legal? It can't be legal, but it's been there for 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been around for a long time in New Orleans, but
right.
I just wanted to call in and say, you know, since Mallory was on too, my parents did a lot of traveling with me. I played volleyball growing up and got the opportunity to play at the Wide World of Sports a couple of times. And I just wanted to say, you know, and I've said it to my parents and say it to you, just appreciate, you know, everything that you do just to support Mallory's interests and participation. And, you know, I didn't think about it enough when I was a kid, but, you know, just, you know, those were our family vacations. You know, my parents didn't have a whole lot of money, and our trips for my volleyball team became, you know, really were our family trips. And I think it's great that you guys do that. And Mallory, I hope you guys, your cheering squad is back soon. And, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, thank you for hosting this show tonight.
Oh, and anytime. It's the least we could do. You know, I'm so thankful that I get to do the podcast three times a week. Now it's like every day, but it's like, I'm totally living my dream right now. I've always wanted to do this all the time.
Yeah.
This is what my dad did.
Yeah, no, we've enjoyed listening to it. I have a 4- and a 1-year-old as well. And we're making it by. And I also have a deeper appreciation of teachers now. having to try and figure out some activities for them to do during the day. And I also wanted to answer the question at the beginning of the show. My favorite resort would be Animal Kingdom Lodge, where I'd want to stay.
That's correct.
And since Mallory mentioned Polynesian, my 4-year-old daughter said her go-to place would be the Polynesian.
We got these kids with high dollar tastes. What's going on?
Yes. And my daughter's only 4. So
oh, no, you're in trouble.
I've created a monster.
What name? Say hi.
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
We love your restaurant at Old Key West.
We actually went there. We actually recently went. So we actually went the week of Mardi Gras. We were part of that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to Olivia's, and she was just got a kick out of it that it was her restaurant, and all the cast members were wonderful, and they kept saying, "Oh, the boss is here. The boss is here." But yeah, it was a great trip, and we really enjoyed it. And in fact, I had sent in a question asking about avoiding Princess Half Marathon that weekend. And now actually my, I don't know if it was just people rubbed off on us that weekend or whatever. My husband and I have now joined the Lizard crew and are actually talking about some future plans that would involve a Run Disney race. So, and you know, now's the time when we have a little bit more time at home to start a running program. So we're actually starting to talk about that, you know, as part of our future Disney planning.
That is awesome. So I was down over Princess, and I was coming. It was like my last day. I think I was coming home from the Magic Kingdom on a bus to Coronado. And I was on this bus with this race from New Orleans. Of course, they're decked out in the Mardi Gras gear on, their LSU stuff. And I'm talking to the grandpa, and I'm kind of understanding him, but I can't understand everything he's saying. It was kind of Cajun, you know, and I'm like, I kind of understand you. But they were the sweetest people, the nicest people, and they were having the best time because the grandparents were getting to see the grandkids at Walt Disney World. And I mean, they were just beaming. Like, they were so proud of, you know, their kids because they got to see their kids parent their grandkids and share all these multi-generational experiences. That is one of those things when you get the opportunity to see that and talk with the grandparents, man, they were just having the time of their lives. That's so cool to see.
Yeah. We had the same experience. We actually brought my mom with us and she had an amazing time with the grandkids. And, my husband and I got some adult time, which was nice too, because we haven't gotten to do that before. So yeah, it was a really great trip, and we're looking forward to more trips in the future.
Well, yeah, that next trip's going to be awesome, and the ones after that even better. So you all stay safe down in New Orleans, and we'll check in with you. Tell Olivia we said be good, and how about a moderate next time? You know, we got to be reasonable here. Watch those.
We'll do. I loved Caribbean Beach. Maybe I can get her on board
for
that.
You got the Skyliner. Go for it.
On the Skyliner. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, you guys stay safe and healthy.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. So we have a question from somebody named Marla in the chat. Mallory, go ahead and tell who that is.
Okay. So Marla is the mom of my flyer from last year named Charlie.
They must have heard that you have some cheerleading talk going on with Team Sparkle.
And now she's my base in my group. So
there you go. And you're a what?
Backspot.
You're a back. What's a backspot for folks that are not cheerleading people?
Someone on the team that's really tall and they just.
That's it. You make things happen. You're the foundation because you got a tall dad. Yeah. All right. So Marla wants to know, what's your favorite dessert in the parks?
I like those Olaf bars. They're like strawberry lemonade I think they're popsicles. So that's my favorite resort. No, not resort. Park one.
And you said your favorite resort right now is Polynesian, you're saying, or the Riviera?
Yeah, either of those.
And that's from Charlie, your flyer. Your former flyer. Oh, there you go. Yeah, how does that work?
Dad.
I can't do it. I got to thoroughly embarrass her. I can't get it right with the camera. There. Look at that.
Stop.
I'm an influencer.
You.
Just kidding. I'm not. I just like to embarrass you. 407-413-9395. We have about 7 or 8 minutes left. Let's see here. Morgan says, Mallory, have you been watching? Oh, we got a call. Look at that. And I turned off the ringer so we didn't kill our ears. Hey, who's joining us? How's it going?
Hey, Mike and Mallory. This is Felicia from Wisconsin.
You were the first one in the chat tonight, so thank you for being prompt and on time.
Just hanging out at home.
That's right. You were waiting for us to hit that live button. You're like, we're here.
Like, yeah.
On Wisconsin.
Yep. So first, so I don't forget to answer the question about the resort. I think if I had to pick a resort to be quarantined to, I would pick the cabins at Fort Wilderness.
Ooh.
I know that might seem kind of boring, but we are, we have a lake cabin in northern Wisconsin, so we're big cabin families. So I think for us, that would be a,
See,
a good place.
I've never stayed there. Mallory, would you like to stay? Have you seen pictures of the cabins?
I've seen them.
We've seen the cabins because we've eaten at Trails Inn many times, and we've done wagon rides and stuff over at Fort Wilderness. I can't get my wife to go for it. She needs a food court. You know, and she's more of a I know it's kind of glamping.
I think that's why I
take
it, because I could cook. It's like a little house. It's got a full kitchen. If you had to cook for yourself while you're quarantined, you could.
That's true.
I don't think I could do it.
Mallory says she doesn't
think
she could.
They're actually pretty nice, but I guess it depends on how you vacation. You know, we've only stayed in the cabins once, so we're not always those kind of people.
You guys are from Wisconsin, so you fly down, so is transportation an issue when you stay at the cabins?
The one time we stayed at the cabin, we drove.
Okay, so. Oh, there you go.
That was a really long drive, but yeah, we packed up our car, and we had a little one of those things that goes in the back of the trailer hitch, and we had all kinds of stuff. We even took a little grill with us that year.
Man. You guys did
that
it
was
right.
My son's first trip, actually. It was his first trip to Disney, and it was me and my mom and dad and my brother, and we drove the 24 hours from Wisconsin straight through. He was 9, and he just got in the back of the Acadia and went to sleep, and I hardly heard from him till we got there.
It
was amazing.
24 hours, man. I don't know. That's something. Because we used to
it
do
was
the
brutal.
We did the 15 hours from St. Louis many, many times. We'd always leave at about 6 o'clock in the evening. So this one right here, got to point the right way, would sleep through the night. But this one right here, if I slept through the night, we were going to be in a ditch. So we just kind of hung on. And by 7 o'clock in the morning, everybody else is waking up getting all excited to be at Disney. And I'm like, oh, I just got to get to a bed. Please let me know my room's ready or I'm just going to sleep by the pool. It doesn't matter.
We only drove with 3 drivers and we left at like 3 o'clock on a Thursday. And I remember we stayed awake, like 2 of us always, because we just thought it was not a really good idea to have one person. I remember sort of drifting off while my brother drove through the Smoky Mountains, and I thought he was trying to race a semi-truck, and I thought he was going to kill us all. I was like, this is like a Disney World ride before we even get there. I'm like, we want to get there alive.
Well, yeah, when you go through the Smoky Mountains.
It was dark.
When you go through the Appalachians and like the Smokies and stuff, you have those. We haven't driven for about 5 years. I finally got my back got bad enough that I got over my fear of flying, so that's nice, but they had those like truck runoff ramps like in the mountains where if they get going too bad they go off into the rocks and go up the hill. Like that's when you know you better be paying attention when you see that kind of stuff.
I remember I sort of half drifted off and I was like, what is happening? I woke up and I'm like, are you trying to, what are you doing? He thought it was fun. He's a guy, I guess. Everyone else is sleeping.
You know, if I caught everybody else totally zonking out, like snoring and stuff, and it was the middle of the night, I would just like, this was a long time ago. I was young, a lot younger and a lot dumber. I don't know. I'm still not the super smartest guy in the world, but you know, so we're driving through some rural area, like in Tennessee or Northern Georgia or something. Everybody else is zonked out. So I would just hit the horn and like, yell. Pam would wake up, her heart's going like 300 beats a minute. And then I'd get punched and then, that would be it. She'd be awake for a good hour though, because the adrenaline rush, you know, got her going.
Yeah, exactly. So no, that was quite an experience, that trip. After that, we haven't driven since.
That's a good idea.
That was four years ago, actually, coming up here the first week of April. So, we have made a number of trips since then, and we sadly had to cancel our trip coming up on Wednesday, and we were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, you're the perfect spot.
I know. And so, but you know, here was the other thing. We were there in December and we booked a bounce back, for May, and I almost canceled it because I was like, well, we're going in March. We're not going to go right back in May. Although we have AP, but I just was like, we probably shouldn't go that much. but I kept that trip for some reason. So I'm kind of fingers crossed that maybe by that week of that sort of second week of May, we'll be able to go. But if not, we do have a room. We also have DVC, and we have our first DVC trip booked for the first week of December, the second week, actually. It'll be like the 8th of December at Wilderness Lodge. That's where Copper Creek is where we bought our DVC.
So nice.
So we have that. So I'm like, if nothing else, I have that one to look forward to. Although I have to say that Disney, and we always fly United because that's what flies out of our little hometown where we live here. And they made it exceptionally easy. Disney I didn't have to do anything. I just got emails that said, hey, you're good to go. And then United took two clicks, and there's a pile of money because the flights were actually crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. Now they're like insanely cheap.
But, yeah, exactly.
Funny. But we have a pretty good chunk of change for whatever the next trip coming up is, or maybe we can even get a trip and a half out of what we already paid. So I think we'll be okay. We're in a lot better shape than some people. I mean, I feel terrible for the folks that once-in-a-lifetime trips and don't know when they're going to be able to get back and things like that. But I'm actually a nurse, so this whole thing has been interesting. And vacations are probably going to be very limited. So when this is over, I'm really looking forward to some downtime.
I saw a post on Twitter today that said that and I agree with this, any nurse that has any kind of outstanding student debt or something like that, you know, that have gone through nursing school and I know not everybody does because everybody, you know, you may have been a nurse for 30 years, you may have been a nurse for 6 months at this point, but everybody's probably getting thrown into the fire. But they should never have to pay any student debt back. They should never have to buy a drink again. And every nurse and doctor and, you know, first responder should get a vacation.
I would be good with that.
You guys deserve it.
I still have a little bit of debt from my nursing school.
You deserve it.
I take that.
But, you deserve it.
I'm actually a hospice nurse, but we've had to really limit our visits for our patients, you know, because they're super high risk. Lots of them are in nursing homes, and those are very much quarantined at this point. So we're heading to like labor pools and things, but where we're at in Wisconsin, up until when they did the last announcement today, we only have 3 positive cases. So we're kind of in that lull before the storm, mm-hmm. I think. So,
yeah.
But there's definitely a lot, you know, there, if you wanted any hours over the weekend, there was tons of work, and I happen to be on call, starting here in a few minutes, for the rest of the night and then tomorrow night too, but I said, I think I'm just going to take my call shift for tonight and see how that goes before I offer to work any more hours.
I think
we're going to be busy for a bit, though. So.
I think everybody's going to be busy, but hopefully we can just kind of get it over with. And because I don't know, you know, I'm just a former school teacher and, you know, sit here and yab about Disney. So I'm no expert in any of this, but I just hope for all of us it goes away as quick as it snuck up on us.
Yeah, the school teacher thing is interesting, too. I mean, my son kind of wanted to try online schooling. I guess he gets his chance. So
yeah, everybody,
you know, I think it's going to get interesting for the kids. They're very much connected through social media and things like that a lot more than, you know, maybe their parents, but I still think they're going to miss that contact with their friends.
Well, let me ask Mallory, though, because Mallory's in middle school, and so they've been on spring break, but they're not going back to school, but they're continuing with distance learning starting Monday. They're all connected because they were really preemptive at her district. Like they gave a survey out about a month ahead of time asking what technology you have at home. Do you have an iPad? Do you have Chromebook? Mm. Do you have this? And if you don't, then before spring break started, about a week before, they started dishing out Chromebooks to all the kids that don't have it. They're putting hotspots in the neighborhoods for kids that don't have internet. Spectrum's giving that out. So everybody will be connected online somehow, but they're staying connected. Yep. I mean, so tell us about, because this is way different than when I was in school, of course, a long time ago, but I mean, you've been talking to your friends nonstop, right?
Yeah.
But what do you guys use? Like, how do you stay connected?
FaceTime.
All the time. FaceTime. FaceTime.
So my son and his friends, he's a seventh grader, so he's 13, and they're using Hangouts.
Yep.
They had them all put. So all of the kids at his school already have Chromebooks. So when their last day was Tuesday, they all took them home. I mean, he had one here at home anyway, but the other, you know, each student is issued one at the beginning of the year. So they all took them home, and then their spring break was next week. That's why we would have been at Disney.
Oh, sorry. That was my dad. Sorry, that was my dad calling. I thought he was calling on the computer. Okay. He's just calling my cell phone. My watch was ringing. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So they were supposed to go till Wednesday, and then they kept cutting the days off. But Thursday and Friday of this week, they just added on extra spring break days because, believe it or not, we didn't have to use all our snow days this year.
It's crazy.
And so they won't start the online or whatever school till the 30th. And then they were supposed to go back April 6th, but now the governor has said, nah. I don't honestly suspect there's going to be any more in school this year for us, but we'll see.
Yeah, I've told my wife it's at least 90% that nobody goes back this year until, you know, next academic year.
I mean, all of our universities up here in Wisconsin have already, they're all online for the rest of the year.
Same here. Yeah, same here for all of ours. And the thing is, I mean, what we're hearing is the earliest they could go back is the very end of April. And as a school teacher, being in, you know, I was in the classroom for 17 years, that there's no reason to go back for 3 or 4 weeks in May in the Midwest because they've already called off the state testing, you know, so there's no reason. That's like in May is like when you just try to keep everybody from killing each other, you know, like you had sixth grade recognition, you did field trips, you know,
Yeah, they're trying to wind down.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, we'll see. It's just an interesting, the social isolation for me is much harder than for my son. And I'm still going out. I mean, we don't have an option. We still have to get out and go to work because of my job. But, you know, I'm not used to not being able to go to Target on my day off. So,
for real.
Small price to pay, but it's just kind of different for us. I've been doing a lot of FaceTiming with my friends and, you know, we haven't been able to go up to our cabin and see all of our friends up there. So I texted a bunch of them today and, you know, just think, cause we always would go on Friday night. And so we'll make it through. And like you've been saying, that next trip is going to be just that much greater and sweeter. And I think I don't know. We'll see how it all pans out. I think I'm going to need a couple of vacations.
What else can you do? It's kind of just like grab onto the bowl, grab onto the strap, and hold on. Take the ride. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
You have no other choice. So.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, you stay safe out there up in Wisconsin. We sure appreciate you doing what you're doing. And we're going to be doing these all the time. So give us a call again. And I know you're always in the chat, and I appreciate that so very much. So you take care of that family.
Yeah. I will. You guys take care, too, and be healthy, safe. Okay.
Same to you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's live check-in. We hope everybody had a good time. It was good talking to everybody all around the country. We've got to talk a little football, a little cheerleading, a lot of Disney. It's a good time. Pam. Mallory, what'd you think about coming on the show tonight?
It was fun.
You going to do it again?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. What?
We'll see.
You get $50 for appearing on the show.
I do?
No. Oh, well. So thank you again for checking in, and stay safe, stay healthy wherever you are. And we are going to do this again, maybe even tomorrow night. So watch for that. We'll see. There's nothing on the schedule for tomorrow. So this could be it for the foreseeable future. We might be able to, these will be staying up on Facebook for everybody to check out, share them. If you want to let friends and family know that you were on the show and talking Disney. And if you're bored, you can, you know, I don't know why you'd want to share this, but it'll be there. It probably won't be a podcast, but because I don't want to kill your podcast feed, but we'll do what we can. So you guys stay safe, stay healthy. Tell everybody, see you later.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you real soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.